In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Temptation. Temptation lies at the heart of our gospel this morning. And this gospel is rather dramatic. We see Jesus being led by the Spirit into the wilderness, of ever greater scenes playing out on a scale that eventually encompasses the whole known world. Now, I don't know about you, but there is something in the idea of Jesus being tempted that really grabs my attention. Sometimes I can forget or lose sight of Jesus's humanity, forget that he is both fully divine and fully human. Temptation points to the fact that Jesus was fully human, because temptation is a very human thing. I think we probably all know what temptation looks like. We live in a world and culture today that seems to be mired in temptation. Turn on a TV, open a magazine, go on the internet, and almost immediately you are bombarded with some sort of temptation. Advertisers have gotten very good at tempting us. It has become a science. They know what is pleasing to the eye and ear. They know what grabs people's attention or what chases them away. They have broken down our society into neat little categories of demographics, 13 to 45, knowing what each given group of people will or will not respond to, knowing when and where they should ply their product. I have begun noticing more and more that the ads I see online are eerily specific. If I view something I am interested in or thinking about buying, all of a sudden, ad after ad will appear over the next several days for that very thing. Say nothing about the invasion of privacy. It is a little unsettling to have what you want so brazenly waved in front of your face. What lies at the heart of temptation is choice. Temptation is about presenting someone with a choice and doing what you can to point them in a direction you favor, of nudging them closer one way or the other. So at the heart of our gospel today is the humanity of Jesus being tempted. The heart of our gospel today is Jesus being presented with choices he has to make. First, the devil tempts the growing hunger of Jesus. He knows that Jesus has been fasting, that he is weak and hungry for food. Some have known this pain more than others, of the pain it sends through the body. The devil is attacking Jesus on a very basic human level, tempting him with sustenance that will keep him alive. It is a cruel thing, and a very effective thing. As humans, we begin to break down and fall apart the longer we go without nourishment. Starvation can drive us to do desperate things. But Jesus does not give in. He chooses to resist. Next, the devil threatens bodily harm to Jesus, placing him on a great height. He taunts Jesus to demonstrate his power by risking his physical safety. If you've ever feared for your safety, you know what this can feel like, that fight or flight response kicking in. Your heart starts racing, adrenaline is released. We begin to stop thinking rationally and can only focus on the threat that is being made on us. But Jesus does not give in. He chooses to resist. Then the devil takes Jesus to gaze over the kingdoms of the world. He offers Jesus all the earthly power and wealth any one person could hold. After threatening Jesus' physical safety and health, he tries a different approach. He now tries to play on Jesus' ego. I bet most of us, not all of us, at some point have daydreamed about what it would be like to have unlimited wealth and power. What it would be like to live life without any boundaries, to do anything we wanted to achieve or accomplish anything. These can be powerful fantasies. If we linger on them too long, they can start to take on a life of their own. They feed our ego with the promise of absolute power, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The devil saves his best play for last. He tempts Jesus with his most enticing trick of all. But Jesus does not give in. He chooses to resist. At the center of the human experience, the heart of the human condition, is the ability to choose. Free will and choice are what gives us our humanity. The ability to not only know right from wrong, know good and evil, but also the ability to choose right from wrong, to choose good from evil. Free will and choice are foundational in what makes us human beings. Christianity is a religion rooted in this human condition. It is rooted in a God who knows and understands that we have this ability, that we have the ability to do profound good and profound evil. Christianity is a religion that lives and breathes in this world. We as Christians make choices that define who we are, that define our relationship with one another and with God. During Lent, we set aside this stretch of time to specifically face this part of our human nature, to stare into the face of temptation, to look honestly and soberly at ourselves, and to see that we have the power of choice, of following good or surrendering to evil. We also take this time to remember that we do not face temptation alone. We do not wander blindly through the wilderness. Every day we are faced with choices that we have to make. We need to choose between doing good in the world or surrendering to evil. And every day, Jesus is by our side, pointing us towards the good, leading us by his life, death, and resurrection. In a world of ever-increasing temptations, we have the choice of following a different and particular path. Where there is fear, we seek to bring justice. Where there is hatred, we strive to bring love. And where there is sin, we offer forgiveness. We do not always get it right. In fact, I know we do not always get it right. We will make mistakes. We will sin, and we will err. But Jesus has chosen us as his living body. Jesus has chosen us to do his work in the world. So during this season of Lent, I invite you to remember that you are not alone in facing temptation. We can choose to seek Jesus and ask him to lead us, to guide us along his path. And he will lead us through the wilderness and bring us to the glory of his everlasting kingdom. Amen.